Hello, my name is Joe. I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allies Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Can you help me out?
Sure.
Thank you. Now, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 over?
I don't know, 39 years.
Okay, 39 years. All right. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Plaster, PCC, mason, tile.
PCC.
PCC restoration. Okay. And the last job you worked on, were you a foreman, a mechanic, apprentice, a finisher, or improver?
A journeyman.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work, or in the past 12 months?
Zero, because
zero.
I'm retired.
Okay. Oh,
but
all right.
I go back to work and work when the guys need help.
Oh, okay.
So,
great.
Yeah, zero as far
all
as
right.
needing. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Allen. Now, yes or no, have you funded it, if necessary, to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Never.
Never. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
All right. And thinking about what you've seen or in your local communities, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer constructions, or about the same, like they were in the last year?
About the same.
About the same, all right.
Yeah,
and
which is not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah. And do you get
yeah.
the sense that there are more unions construction projects, fewer constructions, or about the same as it was the last year?
About the same. Almost all commercial work around here is all union.
Okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the works on the union's projects in your community? Yes or no?
Enough? No, we need more. There's not
okay.
enough.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No. And
no.
I've honestly never been on a job in my entire life where there
huh.
was a union steward.
Huh.
It's an unnecessary thing in my world.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I've never had a union steward in 39 years, never had one.
39 years. Wow, Ms. Allen.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
right.
yeah.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more employment than now, about the same, or less employment than now?
Yeah, I mean, it depends if you're talking in the construction trades or in general in the entire economy.
Yeah. Well, it's
because
just
big picture, I think the economy is going south.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean construction's going south.
Correct.
So it's, yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
All right. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that the next 2 or 3 years will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same, because I'm
all right.
pretty smart with my money.
Okay. All right. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you the most concerned about the job? Air quality, COVID-19, fire risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people in the job, unsafe power tools, or not really safety concerns?
Air quality, and most likely silica.
Ah, okay.
Silica dust, yes.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months in person, online, or no?
No.
All right. for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in activity in the past 12 months. I'm going to read you some statements, and you tell me yes or no. Picketing,
What is it?
That's okay. It's picking. It's P-I-C-K-E-T-I-N-G.
Picking. I'm assuming that means picking up with a crane.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Political convincing.
No.
And union organizing.
No.
All right. Thank you. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
I don't work full time, so it's not fair for me to answer that.
Okay, no problem.
I only work when I feel like working, so
okay.
I'm only there like 3, 4, 5 months a year at the most.
Oh, okay, Mr. Allen. Well, it's your opinion. Don't worry, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news source from the one you are most likely to get news from to the one that least likely to get it from news. Is it the internet or social media, radio, cable news, newspaper, friends or neighbors, or the local TV news program?
I have to only pick one?
Yeah. Oh, well, no matter. You can pick all five of them if you want.
Well, everything except the internet, the social media news. I don't do any news from there.
Okay, no problem.
But all the rest.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, great. Now, which of the following issue matters most to you right now? Immigration, education, jobs and the economy, the environment, foreign policy, support for labor unions, healthcare, or something else?
Currently, for the safety of our country?
Yeah.
I mean, by immigration, do you mean strength at our border?
Immigration, like people crossing the borders, you know, stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, but I don't mind if just people cross, but there's drugs, there's terrorists,
yeah.
There's a lot of shit going
very
on.
True.
So
very true, very true.
That is my number one right now.
Okay, immigration.
Secure the border.
All right.
I'm not
thank
against
you.
People from other countries coming to our country.
Yeah, no.
You see
all
what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah. I understand, Mr. Allen. No problem.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
As you may know, BAC, that's BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act?
I'm aware of it, yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. So you heard about it or?
Yes.
Or little?
Yes, I've heard about it.
Okay.
I've read about it.
Okay.
I know about it.
All right. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it's very important, somewhat important, or not so important, or not important at all to federal elections officials support it?
As far as who I'm going to choose in an election, it's not that important.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Allen. We're almost halfway, okay? We're almost done, all right?
I might have to go get another beer, but I will hang on.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm kidding with you.
All right. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democrat Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I'm sure that the Democrats support it more than the Republicans.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis. Over the dispute regarding pay and working conditions, which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I support the UAW.
Okay, thank you. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the followings. I'm going to read you some, and you can tell me strongly approve or strongly disapprove. His job as a president overall.
strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Immigration, strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Support for labor unions, strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
I guess approve.
Okay, thank you. Healthcare, strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
I don't know what he's done. Disapprove.
Okay. Foreign affairs.
Foreign affairs? Disapprove.
Yeah. Disapprove. Disapprove. The economy?
Disapprove.
Okay. All right. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its jobs? You strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Oh, somewhat approve. Okay. And are you registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. Allen. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for presidents and other office in November 2024? Almost certain, probably, or 50-50?
Almost certain.
Okay. Thank you. And in the elections, if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, who will you vote for?
Donald Trump.
All right. Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it unuseful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
I care not to. I don't want any information.
Okay.
So I don't know. Is that no? I guess I don't.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah, that's a no. Turn it back to back. That's BAC. How will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent. I like my union.
Okay. Thank you. And how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Just fair, okay. And how could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
I look to the union for nothing. I take care of myself. So okay. I don't, other than the pension, I don't need the union. I'm only in it for myself. You have to be very selfish in the trades.
Oh, really?
And that's how you get along, and that's how you get going.
Okay.
You have to be very selfish and only count on yourself. Never count on a union. You count on yourself.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right.
And this is 39 years of experience talking. I count on me. I don't count on anyone else.
Okay. All right.
You these are words to live by, young fellow.
Yeah. All right. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Pension and health care.
Okay. Pension.
Yep. That's what it's all about. Those are the only two things I look to the union for.
Okay. Healthcare. All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Allen. Okay. Healthcare. All right. Thank you. And here we go. And what is your preference way to receive information from your union? Text, union meetings, mail, job site, or email?
The mail is good.
Okay. Thank you. And now, how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple times a year, or once a year, or never?
Four or more.
Okay. And let's see. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purpose. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat or a Republican or independent?
Republican.
Okay.
Republican.
Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong.
All right. And just to make sure we have representative samples, what is your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic?
Old white guy.
All right.
Everything's my fault.
All right. And
you know what I mean.
Yes, Mr. Allen. Finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Allen, A-L-A-N.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation, Mr. Allen. Enjoy your day. All right. Thank you so much.
You too. You did a good job. You did a very
Thank
good
you.
Job.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I hope you can move on to some good work in your life.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right.
Yeah. Be a good guy.
Likewise. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.